The Afri Podcast, episode 004. Keep in mind that you cannot get away with defamation by labeling it an opinion. For instance, if you say it is in my opinion that the accountant is fraudulent, now you using the word opinion there does not make it an opinion. It's a statement of fact, so you want to be careful when using statement of fact and opinion. They can constitute defamation, so don't say anything you can't say in front of a judge or anything you are not sure of. These are some of the legal issues to avoid as a podcaster, as a content creator. A little disclaimer, I am no lawyer by any means, so when in doubt, please do seek legal counsel. Okay, do seek legal counsel on a serious note. When you are in doubt or not clear about something, seek legal counsel. Podcasting legal matters, avoiding copyright infringement and defamation suits. My name is Bright Emeka, and this is the Afri Podcast. On this show, I give you tips and strategies to help you on your podcasting journey. Today's episode is in response to a question I was asked in a Facebook group about copyright music, using copyright works on your podcast. A little disclaimer, I am no lawyer by any means, so when in doubt, please do seek legal counsel. Okay, do seek legal counsel on a serious note. When you are in doubt or not clear about something, seek legal counsel. Firstly, how does copyright laws apply to you as a podcaster? Most times you use music or sound effects in your podcast, maybe in your intro or outro, and this sound effect you use might have copyright protection, and you need to understand how copyright works so that you would not infringe on the copyrights of the producer of the work. Okay, you might be asking, what kind of music should I use on my podcast? Well, there are PodSafe materials you could use, materials that are safe for you legally to use on your podcast. PodSafe material can include music, sound effects licensed under the Creative Commons license, or any material available for use in the public domain, or a material you purchased, a music you purchased from stock selling sites or website that sells stock music or stock sound effect. You pay and you are licensed to use these materials. So that is one way you could use materials. You could use PodSafe materials. Okay. Moving on, let's take a look at Creative Commons license music. These are materials that have special times. Most times, creators license their music or their sound effects under the Creative Commons license, and the terms of use vary. Most times, you might be asked to credit the original creator of the work before using or while using. So it's good you take cognizance of this fact and credit the creators when using Creative Commons licensed music or sound effect. Now let's talk about public domain and materials available in the public domain. This is any material not subject to copyright protection. Most times they are published in the US before 1923, or they were published before 1964 and never renewed, or someone dedicates his work to the public domain. For more info on public domain works, do visit pdinfo.com. You get plenty insights on materials available in the public domain, or you can also visit archive.org. Plenty of materials available in the public domain are available there, so you could read up and see materials you could use. Now, there are times when you could use copyright protected works and claim fair use, but fair use applies when you use very short bits of these materials for purpose of either commentary or criticism or parody, or you want to do a review of the work. So you could use a little bit, but you have to be careful with this though. You don't want to you want to be careful with those, because only a court can excuse you for fair use. Now let's move on and talk about another legal issue to avoid as a podcaster. You want to avoid defamation. And now, defamation is libel or slander when spoken. A good practice is be sure of what you're saying on your podcast. Be sure what you're saying is factual. It is defamation even when you don't mention names of maybe someone you are defaming or whose character you are assassinating. It's still defamation as long as a listener can identify or know, okay, this person is, this is who you are talking about or defaming on your podcast. So you want to be careful to only use statement of facts and only things you are sure of. Opinions does not cause defamation. Now, only statement of facts can constitute defamation. Let me explain what I mean by opinion. An opinion is like, for instance, you could say, I hate the way my doctor treated me or the way I was treated by the nurse. This is an opinion. This is your opinion. But a statement of fact would be like, my doctors, because of their negligence, killed the lady. Now, this can be proven or disproven. So, statement of facts can constitute slander and libel. So you want to be sure of what you are saying. Okay, keep in mind that you cannot get away with defamation by labeling it an opinion. For instance, if you say it is in my opinion that the accountant is fraudulent, now you using the word opinion there does not make it an opinion. It's a statement of fact. So you want to be careful when using statement of fact and opinion. They can constitute defamation. So don't say anything you can't say in front of a judge or anything you are not sure of. These are some of the legal issues to avoid as a podcaster, as a content creator, regardless of whatever genre your podcast is in. Copyright laws applies to podcasters. You could be sued for defamation. You could be sued for copyright infringement. So I do hope that you find this episode helpful, and in the show notes I'll put links to both Creative Commons license music you could use on your podcast that are safe for you to use, and also I'll put links to stock websites you could purchase music that are licensed, that you could license and use on your podcast. Okay, so to your podcasting success, until I come your way next week, I am Bright Emeka. Have an amazing week.